Hello, everyone. Super special announcement just before we start in with our regular podcast. As of June 3rd, there is going to be a new way to work with me. And that is, I'm going to help you with the full setup. So we have the 90-day program already, where I work one-to-one with practitioners at any point in their business. But from June 3rd, there is going to be extra on top of that. It's a full agency process. We can make your website for you. We can set up your social media for you. We can make sure we've got videos and maybe podcasts happening for you. Get in contact, because there is the beta round. So you might just want to get in on board. So have a listen today to the podcast, but do keep in mind that there is a total new way to work with me, and you might just want to book in with it for a chat, or at the very least, sign up to keep posted on developments. So to sign up, geraldinehedley.com, and you will see the sign up space. Look forward to catching up with you soon. Enjoy the podcast. I want you to go out there and figure out your own productivity hack. Go out there and really get stuff done today. It's midweek. You can do it. What is it you're going to achieve? What is it you're going to put your best foot forward?
Mentoring with Geraldine is a bite-sized practitioner podcast for naturopaths, nutritionists, herbalists, coaches, and practitioners. This podcast responds directly to the needs of you, the practicing natural therapist. We have interviews during the holiday season and business and mindset support each week, so you'll get the variety you need to enjoy and stay motivated in your practice. Don't forget to subscribe to receive the weekly episodes. And if you want to connect with me, always check the show notes, because that's where you'll find the links to book appointments and, of course, to join the Academy, the membership group where there's constant connection and community with like-minded practitioners. Now, let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mentoring with Geraldine and the Bite Size Podcast. How the devil are you? So today I had a chat this morning. So what does my Monday look like? Is that in the morning, first thing, I generally have someone who's participating in my 90-day program. And that is where I work with them one-to-one. And we have goals, we have objectives, which we work towards. But it's also about streamlining practice, making things work for them, overcoming problems that they may have, and learning new skills or whatever it is they need to do to achieve what they want to achieve. Then after that, at lunchtime for Eastern Standard Time in Australia, I have my clinical group. And there we talk about our clients, and there's observers to that one as well. So you can be an observer and watch everyone and not participate if you don't have any clients or if you're a student. But everybody there gets time to speak. They get time to talk about their business and what's going on for them. They get time to ask about their clients. And so Monday is literally my favorite day of the week, because I do as much clinical stuff, mentoring stuff as I can on a Monday. And so it's absolutely brilliant. I love it. Absolutely love it. And I was asked this morning in the 90-day question, and I did say to her, oh, this is such a good podcast topic. Do you mind? And she was like, yeah, it is a good podcast topic, isn't it? Yeah, totally. Go for it. And she said, I can't find everything. She said, I have all of these things and I can't find things. I know I open something, you'll send me a link to something and I'll think, oh, that's great. And then I think I forget because I can't find it, or I don't know where to look for it, or something just happens and then I can't find it or I forget. And she said, I need a way of being able to find all these things. And I said, well, a spreadsheet, a Google spreadsheet, or whichever system you use. But Google means that you can use it from your phone, you can use it on your laptop. And on that spreadsheet, at the bottom of all spreadsheets, there are, of course, the tabs, and you've got all the different pages. So number one could be marketing, the things that you find for marketing. And you just have a couple of columns. And the first one would be what it is, what its purpose is, why you've got it. So it might be something to do with SEO, perhaps. And so you have this link, or it might be something to do with AdWords, and you have, and you put the link in the next column. And so all of these, you know, marketing is the heading, and it might be that I've got Trello boards that people can use for creating the front page of their website and that sort of thing. So it means that the Trello board would be on there, because that's all marketing. I said, you know, you can have as many tabs along the bottom as you want. The next one could be clinical questionnaires. The next one could be client information so that you've got the links. That's the one I struggle with. And I suddenly thought, what a brilliant idea, because you can drop them in the spreadsheet. I can't find things. And the link, if I've created them in Canva, then there's a link. I just pop the link in there and you'll go straight to Canva and find it. So that's one of my issues, is finding my client books and the things for my clients. Whereas my mentoring things, of course, I'm trying to do that all the time. I love it more. So they're handy. I know where they are because they're something I've created recently. Whereas often my client information or client booklets and things like that, I created them a long time ago. Some of them need updating, but really they're the same thing as I created 15 years ago. And then I've updated, I've made it look pretty, I've updated it again. They currently don't look that crash hot because they're still in PDF form, and I did them when I was using Microsoft, whereas now I'm on Apple. So finding things is something that takes a long time. And just having a spreadsheet with all the links on the spreadsheet. So while I was thinking about that, I actually posted into the Confident Practitioner community, and I posted on the page in there, and I asked, what's a productivity hack you live by? And I got three replies in there, and three of them are great as well. So not only are we going to put everything on a spreadsheet so we can find everything, those emails, you can put that information in the spreadsheet, you can link it to a document, you can save that email to somewhere and then link it into that spreadsheet. There's the first one. Sam says, don't look at the number of emails. This is her productivity hack. She said, just set intervals of time to deal with them. How many intervals and how long they are is up to you. And that's the same with everything that you do. So if you decide, I'm going to do some marketing today, that would mean that you sit down and you open that spreadsheet, you find the marketing page, and you do social media or whatever it might be. When you've got to open your emails, I mean, I have 5 email addresses. So I have one that's kind of my private one, but it's not private at all. It gets all the junk mail and everything else. It's all the promotions. So I have to sit down at least once a month, preferably considerably less than that, once a fortnight, because I have thousands of promotions. And then every so often I'll get an email from Gmail saying, hey, you're using up all of your capacity. And I realize it's in promotions in my email. So when I'm looking at emails, I delete stuff from my phone and then I save the other things. I might open them and then I place them as unopened so I can go back and do them when I'm sitting down. So basically for me, I have able to do on phone, need to sit down to do it. So I leave it as an opened email. So currently, if I look at my phone, if I look at my Gmail, it says that I have 32 emails that need dealing with. So those are 32 emails that have something will happen at the end of it. Right? I need to do something. I need to save the receipt. I need to do something. I need to reply to it. I do a lot of deleting. I'm on a lot of people's email lists and I will decide some days, yeah, I'm going to read some of these marketing people I'm following, but I don't always. I will look at the headline of them and see if I like them. But some headlines obviously are a bit trite. So I'm like, oh, been there, done that. Don't need that headline. Just delete. Depends how much time I've got. But that's a great way of doing it. Rather than looking at numbers, so I just looked at 32, it's like intervals of time to deal with them. It's like that 2-second rule that I talk about. You know, if you can do it in a minute, get it done. If you can't do it in a minute, make time and get it done outside of that minute. Now, Kira says in her comment, last minute deadlines and dopamine hit. But honestly, I need to find something else. No phone, no sneak in clients or appointments, and blocking out big chunks of time. And she also said this, not having a family would help, but I love them. So that's off the cards. Sorry, I'm not being overly serious either. We all feel that sometimes everybody's taking up all of our time, isn't it? But she's right. We need to have blocks of time, the same as what Sam Allen said. We need blocks of time. We need to be able to go, I'm going to sit down at my desk and I'm going to do my social media posting. I'm going to do 8 weeks worth, or I'm going to sit here and I'm going to, in my case, do some podcasting, and I try to do 2 at a time if I can. Doesn't always work out. Sometimes I'll just do one and I'll only be, you know, but I try to be 3 weeks ahead if I can be. Blocking out time is the very best way of doing all of these things. If we've got our spreadsheet with all of our links and we can find everything, once we've got that, we can choose what we want to do. I tend to have days on which I do things. So Monday is my clinical day. Now, I don't normally podcast record on a clinical day on a Monday. I've got too much to do. But I was excited this morning when I'd spoken to my mentee, and I really wanted to make sure that I got this podcast out there because I just thought, this is brilliant. We're always losing stuff. Everyone's saying, I'll see what I can find. I'll see if I can find it. Putting it on a spreadsheet is just the most marvelous way of doing it. And then the third comment on this post, remembering it only came out this morning, Sam, another Sam, says, just start that thing you've been putting off. You don't need to do much because the act of starting creates its own inertia. It's putting things off that snowballs and messes up your mojo. Try it this week. Just start. And she's absolutely right. Sometimes we just have to get on and do it. And that's where we find things that we've been putting off. So we could say, I've talked about this recently, you know, procrastination. Is it really procrastination? What is it that is stopping you from doing the thing? What is it that means you're not doing it? And we have to ask ourselves and figure that out. Because once we figure that out, we can actually just do it. We can just get on. We can just try it. We can just go, yeah, I'm not going to put it off anymore. I'm just going to do it. That is something I have to do. So, I mean, I took the weekend off. So I had a busy week. You know, I'd interviewed everyone. We had loads happening the other week. And so at the weekend, I was like, no, I'm going to go for walks and I'm going to do pottery, knowing that as soon as I sat down on Monday, this week was going to be full on. I'm going to be recording. I'm going to be updating things. I'm going to be doing social media stuff because it needs doing. And now, of course, the spreadsheet where I can find the links to all of the things, including Google Docs, to all the different tabs at the bottom, means that we can find everything, we can allocate them, and you can have as many tabs as you like. So the thing with a spreadsheet, it can be as long as you absolutely want it to be. You can just keep going with columns, can't you? So I've just thought productivity hacks, a few today are what we need just to help us out. There's just one of those days when things have rolled together to mean that we get stuff done. Come on, guys, let's get stuff done. If you want to work with me and get stuff really done, then get in contact. Email me, give me a call, book in a focus call. I love working with people. And it's just, Mondays are just the best day, my clinical day. We actually had a session this afternoon as well in the academy, a clinical session of question and answer. And those, they happen about half a dozen times a year. And they're just the best. They're great fun. So if you'd like to participate in any of the things I do, let me know, because I'd love to work with you. So let's leave it there today. I want you to go out there and figure out your own productivity hack. Go out there and really get stuff done today. It's midweek. You can do it. What is it you're going to achieve? What is it you're going to put your best foot forward for and do? Leave it there. Let's catch up soon. See ya. Thanks so much for joining me today. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast for the weekly episodes. If you'd like even more support and learning, then the Academy is for you. Here you'll find part two of the herbal discussions, more clinical learning, and case studies to support your clients in practice. Bye for now.